on me, a piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk!
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of east central Alabama. Clusters of thunderstorms, but not every town will see one. Risk of damaging winds in the stronger storms. Our weather app will alert you if there is a watch or warning for your particular area. Low temperature tonight, 75. For tomorrow, kind of a routine forecast, high around 94. Triple-digit heat index near 105. Widely scattered storms around. Rain chance coverage about 30% Sunday and Monday, and not much change on Tuesday. Get our free weather app today. It includes interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, get warnings instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 272-9228, if you would like to call and be part of the program, we welcome your calls now. 272-9228. Dean Henderson, great writer from, he's one of those, Show Me, from Missouri. I put this on Clearing the Air, the Luciferian plan to destroy creation. All of the ancient mysteries guarded by the Illuminati secret societies played out in Sumeria along the banks of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in Mesopotamia, where Sumerian clay tablets say man was forced into agriculture from a Garden of Eden hunter-gatherer existence by Anunnaki invaders from a planet called Nibiru. Today, this area is known as Iraq, and the occupation of the country had as much to do as concealing history as it did with oil. Remember, we were told there were weapons of mass destruction, which there were no weapons of mass destruction. The very first building U.S. forces secured during their March 2003 invasion was the Iraqi National Museum in Baghdad. The second was the Iraqi National Bank. The bank was turned over to the Rothschilds. The former was looted by the Illuminati of the many Sumerian artifacts it contained. Wow, we got a bunch of calls. Let's see what we got here. Phone on. Hey, you're on the air, caller.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, this is 84. How's it going, buddy?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight, Postman?
Good. How you doing, 84?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to, you brought something up, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, talking about the smart meters.
Yes.
And I've been concerned probably longer even than you have been. And you're supposed to be the weirdo, right?
I am the weirdo. Thank you.
Well, we all are. I've always known I would. But I've done electrical work for the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when the smart meters first came in, they came in like, down here where, you know, in your rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Didn't
I wouldn't
go
say
over
it
well.
Was, well, it wasn't necessarily marketed. It was just, you know, it was kind of sold to the customer as, we don't have to send someone out to your house yeah. once a month to walk around, look at the meter, and read the dial on.
Yeah, it saves us all money. Yeah.
That's right. The old ones are analog, and so we're saving these. These meters are extremely expensive and this and that. But I'm not one to take something at face value, Terry. I'm like you, and I'm like, I got to thinking, and I said, well, how in the living world does this meter tell you how many kilowatt hours, that's how you measure power,
mm-hmm.
but how does this meter transfer that information back to, you know, the station where you know exactly what I've done?
Uh-huh.
And the engineer says, well, I don't know.
That's not what you want
to
hear.
And well, once I heard I don't know, then that necessarily raises the next question in your mind is, well, let me find someone who does know.
Uh-huh.
And I kept asking the question, how does it transmit the information from point A to point B? And I mean, it's real simple.
Yeah.
It's either got to be through the airwaves or it's got to travel through the power line some way.
Correct.
And I kept getting all these different answers. And I'm like, but that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Like three or four.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we don't know.
That's
scary.
And
I said, well, how can I find out? And what I was told, that's proprietary. I have so much trouble with that word. That's proprietary technology. And we don't even know how they work. All we know is they tell us this stuff.
That's not good.
No. I'm telling you, I'm fixing to tell you what's worse about it, Terry.
Okay.
when Alabama Power Southern Company, now I'm talking about Dixie Electric, mm-hmm. makes a little more sense. Dixie is all rural. I mean, you might drive 3 miles, you know, from one meter to another. Economically, that would make sense.
Sure.
To use something digital rather than something physical that you had to pay to, read meters. When Alabama Power went to them, what you can do, if you're a renter, you can go to Alabama Power right now, and instead of having to pay a $250 deposit on a structure to get power turned on, you can give them a $100 bill, and they will come install a meter that will allow $100 worth of electricity to flow into your house.
Wow.
Now, I'm putting this in simple
sure.
terms.
I got you.
As soon as, when it gets to $90, it automatically calls you and says, Mr. Adams, you've only got $10 worth of power, and you use about $12 a day. You need to come give us some more money.
Wow.
If not, we're going to turn it off. As soon as you get to that $100 that you already paid them,
mm-hmm.
they turn your meter off. They can do that remotely.
Yep. Doesn't
surprise me. That is a fact, Jack.
Wow.
I know it. That's a fact. If you take that meter out of Terry Adams' house and bring it to Clay Sharp's house
won't
and plug
work.
It in,
won't work.
It will not work.
Yep.
It's more than some type of line wire communication. It's not something simple.
No, it's not.
So, putting all that together, imagine what they could do, Terry.
I know.
Postman, imagine what they could do.
Yeah.
One flip of a switch, one single punch the word enter, they could turn every single human being's power off in the entire United States at one time.
Yep.
How easy would that be to hack into?
Exactly. Very, very
and how,
easy.
How scared does that make you that they could shut the entire world down with a snap of a finger?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's going to go back to the mark of the beast, what this is all facilitating, I believe.
And we are, I mean, not to think any higher of ourselves than I should, but the United States, we are the world.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we keep everybody safe. We do everything.
Yep.
And if they cut all the power off 3 days, can you even imagine what this country would look like with no power for 3 days?
No, most people couldn't handle it because they don't know what to do.
And people don't even think about stuff like this, Terry.
I know.
They don't think about stuff like this, Postman.
It's, I know.
We are so willingly ignorant.
Yep.
And that's why your show is so important, to at least bring these kind of topics to mind to people.
Yep.
To think about what we take for granted.
Yep.
Because, you know, 10, 12 years ago when they started these smart meters, you were lucky if you had a cell phone that was a flip phone.
That's right.
There wasn't a such thing as a smartphone.
That's right.
But now you take it for granted. It's like, well, I've got a computer in my pocket. I mean, surely my meter's a computer.
Exactly.
It didn't used to be, though, cousin.
You are right.
It didn't used to be, cousin.
You're right.
So, do not stop, Terry. I don't care, and I know more about you than most people do. Don't stop. Ever, never, never don't stop.
Well, thank
Keep
you.
Up the good fight.
Appreciate that, 84.
Keep up the good fight, my brother.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
See you.
I will.
Bye.
Love you, man.
Love you. Guys, callers, please hold on. We got a lot of call. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just go ahead and take one. I think three was next. Caller, you're on the air.
Nate. Hey, Terry. It's Nate.
Hey, Nate. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, my friend.
And,
how are you?
And the postman.
Hey, yes. How's it going, Nate?
Good. You know, I wanted to, you know, kind of piggyback on what 84 was saying. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is the same signal that they're sending back
mm-hmm.
to read your power output, they can also access and pull the information from all your smart products.
There you go.
Your smart TV.
Yep.
Your, you know, everything that's...
Refrigerator.
Because, right. Everybody's got why... about Wi-Fi. And so they put up, you know, firewalls and everything to keep people out of the Wi-Fi. And then they started detaching things from Wi-Fi so that they could get around that and they wouldn't be surveilled on. Good point. They can go through the electrical line and use the smart meters to do that.
Excellent.
Because what they do is they run a digital signal on the AC signal. And it's very imperceptible, but
piggyback.
You can see a digital signal going through.
Piggyback it. You're right.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
You're right. Good. Man, great. Good stuff.
Hey, you've got a great show tonight, I wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
You covered a lot of topics, and
I
love that you're continually educating people. Every time I tune in, it's a different show. It's never the same. It's always fresh.
Hopefully we can keep that up.
Well, I know you got to hit a break, so I'll let you go, and I'll talk with you later, my friend.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, Nate.
That's
all right,
Frank.
Love you.
That's
Take
Frank.
Care, my friend.
Love you, too.
See you.
That's Frank.
All right, we're going to give Frank his full time, so let's go ahead and hit a break. Hold on, Frank. We're going to hit a break, and we'll get you on ASAP. Folks, come back in 3 minutes, and we'll hopefully be
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Ho, 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 ho. It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by LeQuire have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, LeQuire and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyleguire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier LeQuire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyleguire.com. Ho, 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 on, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Zaza Sirius Italian ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Zaza Sirius Italian on Commerce Street. Zaza, much more than pizza. This is serious Italian food. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Zaza Sirius Italian and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So sometimes I feel so helpless. Frank is on. Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Frank.
I'm doing good. Hey, Boseman.
All right.
Hey, real quick. You touched on Talitha, okay? The daughter of the assembly.
Yes. Right.
And the meaning of that. Mm-hmm. And where's that located at, just out of curiosity?
That is...
I've got it right here.
In,
if I can find it.
I've got it in my notes right here.
Well, let's see. You need to go to Mark chapter 5, starting at verse...
Oh, no, I know that. I'm talking about the constellation of the star.
It's in the right paw of the Great Bear, Ursa Major.
Yeah, Ursa Major.
Yeah.
Which is also known as the Big Dipper.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't... I mean, they wouldn't know what that is, but then, like I said, the Big Dipper...
Right.
And it's absolutely true. I believe that 100%. But here's the point of my call tonight, okay? Because I'm still trying to wrap my head around a lot of things that you said, and I want to say tonight officially, I'm putting an end to it as far as me trying to challenge you. I can't find anything wrong.
Okay.
But in order to do that, you really got to understand Rahab. And I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, explain
and
Rahab.
Rahab, was that indeed the home of Lucifer and the fallen angel? And, you know, Rahab is also called Planet X, Nibiru, whatever you want to say it, however you want to say it.
Okay.
And I don't like to say anything unless I can back it up with biblical scriptures.
Sure.
Okay?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to start with Isaiah 45:18. For thus says the Lord who created the heaven, I am God, who formed the earth and made it, established it. Not to create it empty, but I formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Okay? That comes... I said that before Genesis for a reason. I never believed in the gap theory, and I've studied the Bible, guys, for 35, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started listening to you guys. Now I do. And if you took a Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and then dropped down to Genesis 2, and the earth was without form and void... And darkness was on the face and the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Think about that for a minute. The face of the waters. Going back to Rahab, and Postman, I think you brought this up several times. Was Rahab not located between Mars and Jupiter?
Yes, it was. It was in the fifth position.
Yeah, and it was destroyed by divine judgment, which is, you know, God's judgment. And eventually, they created what's called the asteroid belt today, or the asteroid belt.
Right.
Okay. And a rock split Rahab into shreds, and it also split our seats, okay, from what I've found so far. Go down to Job 26:11-14. The pillars of heaven tremble, and are astounded at his rebuke. By his power, he still deceives, as by understanding, he shattered Rahab. By the winds, the heavens were made. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent, which was Satan. Behold, these are not but the outskirt of his ways, but how whispered we do hear of him. Okay? That's Job. And then Isaiah, actually it's Isaiah 51:9-10. Awake, awake, put your strength of arm of God. Awake in the days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab into pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great sea, who made the depths of the sea away, or the redeemed the Passover? Something's got to evolve around the sea somehow. And I guess my next question is, what's your interpretation of the sea? And both of you.
Because of the fact that that Rahab is the... We're on the top half of it now, and got the bottom half was. And you mentioned about the wind. It was, as a matter of fact, it was the north wind, the one that took it out, and that was a satellite, and that was another planet, and it was big enough to cut the bottom half off because most of the water was up in the northern hemisphere back in those in those days, and that was, oh my goodness, that was billions upon billions of years ago that happened.
Yeah, and you know, Terry, actually, 84 mentioned it the first time, the firmament,
mm-hmm.
and the covering. But if you go to Job 26:7, He stretches out the north over the void and hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not split open under them. He covers the face of the full moon and spreads over his cloud. He has inscribed a circle of the face of the waters at the boundary between light and darkness, and the pillars of heavens tremble and are astounded at his rebuke. Okay?
Wow.
I mean, you're right. And to me, the order of events, I'm not going to quote it, again, Isaiah 51:9-16. The heavens were fixed at the place of the time, including the sun, moon, and the planet, as viewed from Earth. Okay? But it was shattered. The entire, I don't know about the entire universe, but Satan's lair and those that filled it were taken out. And to believe anything that you've said, to me, you've got to believe that Rahab did exist and it was taken out by God.
Yeah, and it was.
And then, yes, it was. Without a, I mean, in my turn, I know you, that guy that was on your Facebook that one time and said, you know, we use Bible quotes to try to prove the crap we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How else do you prove it?
I know. I'm with you.
I mean, yeah, you believe the Bible or you don't believe it.
That's right. Okay? It's either true or it's not.
Yeah, you can't quote from it and then not believe what it's saying, what it's telling you.
Exactly.
And, but then the other thing I wanted to talk about real quick is the Anunnaki.
Okay.
Now, are there indeed two factions of the Anunnaki called the Enki and the Enlil?
Those are two brothers. Yeah, they're two factions. They're two half brothers. One was one's mother was the Anu or An, if you want to call it. That's their father. And one's mother was this Anunnaki princess called Damkemia, and another one was her name leaves me. But anyway, they're half brothers. One of them was assigned lordship over the earth, and the other one was assigned lordship over the seas.
There's the word again. Okay, now. The Anunnaki, for most laymen, they have no idea who that is.
Right.
That's the offspring of the Nephilim, okay? At least the way I understand
it. Well,
there are two fresh.
Well, the Nephilim are the offspring of them, because they were the ones that came from. They came from a whole another galaxy. From what I read, it was a galaxy So it's deep in the southern hemisphere.
So they were the offspring of the Nephilim. Were the offspring of the Anunnaki?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah. So that would include the Greys.
Actually, their creation or they were manipulated by them, because there's some biological Greys and there's some Borg Greys, if you want to say Borg, you know what I'm talking about. They're
cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And were they from what's called Orion?
Orion.
Yes, there's Greys are from. They're like the cookie cutter Greys, you know, throughout the whole galaxy. And they're from every frontier. I mean, there's some. The worst ones that I read about, they were from the Zeta Reticulus star system, and those are the ones that were the scientist faction in the. They didn't show them, but in the Prometheus, pictures and all that. But that was where they come from, and there's some that are native to this solar system, and they're all over the place.
Yeah, and you know what scared me, Postman, is what I've researched this week. The reptilians are Earth-based.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know what, Frank? I swear, man, I'm glad you asked.
He's
that.
Reading your mind. Reading his mind, Frank.
All right. When Satan did some entropy here on the planet, when he was creating species. Well, not creating species, but what he had took, he used it to create stuff with.
RNA.
You know what I'm saying? To make. I won't say create. He made it.
Yeah, he didn't create.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The if I've read a lot of stuff that says that the dinosaurs, the Saurian race, was his creation, the bipedal Saurian race. Okay, you see a lot of references to them in the sci-fi movies. As a matter of fact, they're gonna inject a Saurian on Star Trek Discovery this fall, and that's a common species, you know, throughout the whole galaxy. And but what I'm getting to is the one that was that was made here on Earth. They ascended a long time ago, and they are what became the Draco Federation.
Yeah, the Draco Repeal.
Right. Yeah, the Draco Federation. They reside in the Draco constellation that's in high up in the northern hemisphere, up around 90 degrees toward the celestial pole, and it's a really, really large constellation. And the thing is, they were here first. They were here. They were here on the planet. This is why they were made. They were made here, and then they ascended to space.
Let me ask one other question. I know we're way over time, but am I correct that the Draco Reptilian and Satan lived or inhabited Rhea? That's where they came from originally.
That's the planet that he was on, but all his area, he ran. And
well,
like I was
saying, but when he was cast down is when God destroyed Rahab. That's when he was cast
here. When he was cast out, they were cast out of Orion first. As a matter of fact, they were cast out of where is this constellation? I can't even think of the name of the constellation. It's a Southern Cross. That's the constellation, and it's in a negative field all the way down almost to the pole, almost to the bottom pole of the galaxy.
Okay, and then Orion, and then Rahab.
Yes, and then Rahab, and now he's and now he just go wherever he pleases, and the planet Saturn is named after him too, so he could be there. And
okay, then one last question to ponder. If that's the case, how could Rahab be coming again? Planet X and Nibiru.
All right, what you got? I think you got Rahab and Planet X kind of confused there. That solar system was kicked out of that constellation. Actually, came from the Sirius star system. It was part of a trinary. A tri-star solar system. Sirius was Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C. What you need to read, Frank, is the Sirius Mystery. That's the one you need to
What's
read.
What's it called? Book.
The Sirius Mystery.
Okay.
And that'll explain everything, because the Dogon in Mali, Africa, will actually tell a story, because that's where they came from. If you look at a picture of a Dogon, You'll say Earth is what they say it is, because it if you come here from another world and Earth accept you as a and your DNA is encoded in that sun, it doesn't matter whether you're reptilian or not. Earth gonna it's gonna change you.
Okay, how do you spell Sirius?
S I R I U S.
Okay, so just like Sirius, just like the radio station.
Uh-huh. Sirius,
just like the radio station.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right, guys, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
See ya. Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole, call
Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital City Ace Hardware ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Capital City Ace Hardware on Taylor Road. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital City Ace Hardware and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of east central Alabama. Clusters of thunderstorms, but not every town will see one. Risk of damaging winds in the stronger storms. Our weather app will alert you if there is a watch or warning for your particular area. Low temperature tonight, 75. For tomorrow, kind of a routine forecast, high around 94. Triple-digit heat index near 105. Widely scattered storms around. Rain chance coverage about 30% Sunday and Monday, and not much change on Tuesday. Get our free weather app today. It includes interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, get warnings instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back to the program. First in line is David. David, you're on the air.
Good evening. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring up one fact. It doesn't really have anything to do with what y'all are talking about, but it was very interesting. There's something at night. I look at the stars a whole lot at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that there's this gigantic gold object or planet or star or something up there that is to the left of Jupiter. Well, it used to be that Jupiter was the brightest light in the sky.
Right.
About 9 o'clock every night it would come up and poof, there it was, biggest thing around.
Right.
And now there is a goldish, reddish ball up there, a star. I mean, I don't know where it came out of.
Right.
But it's there most nights.
Wow.
I say most nights. There's been a couple of nights that it has not been there.
That's weird.
And the rest of the time it's been there. But I didn't know what that was. I mean, could that be the space station, perhaps? Or I mean, it's not moving at all.
Right. No, I don't think it's the space station. I have noticed that there's a series of bright lights that don't fit any of the constellation. I've got the application on my smartphone that's showing me the constellations and what the night sky's supposed to look like. These things don't fit. And they sit up there, and if you look at them through telescope or really good binoculars, they look like a Pac-Man. They look like a circle with a chunk taken out of them. I don't know what they are. Nobody seems to know what they are. I don't know.
Well, shouldn't they tell us something about that? Or?
You would think so, but, you know.
I mean, really, because, I mean, there's astronomers all over the world that I'm sure are looking at.
Every time
what I see.
I have gone to 4 different astronomy sites, and every time I mention it, I get called a conspiracy theorist. I mean, I try to put it in as nice a way as possible without, you know, saying, are these, you know, alien ships? I just say, hey, what are these things? And nobody will answer it. They don't, either they don't know, or they know and they don't want us to know. I don't know.
Are there any astronomy clubs in Montgomery?
I have no idea. Postman, do you know if there's any astronomy clubs here?
Well, he can go by Gale Planetarium and.
Ooh, and that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gale Planetarium. That's a great idea.
But
if anybody would know, they would.
To try to partially answer your question about what the anomaly is, you know, near Jupiter, and I'm kind of glad you brought that up because I've been watching this for months. As a matter of fact, that was one of the things I've been waiting on. I've been waiting on to take place. And I'm actually waiting on it to get bigger because the narrative is supposed to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And to get straight to the point is that I can't say that Planet X did this, but they just recently, last week, discovered 12 more moons around Jupiter. As a matter of fact, Jupiter probably pulled some
from what it was trailing.
Right.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Pulled it out of his orbit, from out of his tail.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact,
it's bigger than Jupiter.
Yeah, I'm going to go on and say it. I've been delaying this because I've been wanting to put it out there, but I think our timeline is somewhere between late 2019 and early 2021 that that judgment will take place.
I hope so. I really do.
It's about time the show is over.
Exactly. Well said. Very well said. It is time the show's over. I'm tired of the show. Same old, same old.
I don't think we'll get hit by it. But we will get hit by the debris. We're gonna get a meteor shower.
We're gonna get hit by something one day. Yep. Someday
we'll get a meteor shower.
Well, this explains why the powers that shouldn't be have been actively building underground facilities since 1983, 24/7. So they're gonna go underground and think they're gonna get away from it, and they're not. According to the Bible, they're not. That's just my opinion.
What else you got, Dave?
Not much. Y'all having a good show tonight. I'll talk with y'all again maybe next weekend.
I hope so. Take care, my friend.
See you too, bro.
Bye. Connie was on three. Connie? Did I get the right one? Caller?
Yeah, there's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. You're not Connie. You're Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, I've been having a hard time getting off the last couple of Saturdays.
Yeah, it's been hectic. Well, I wasn't here last Saturday, so that had a lot to do with it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay, cool. What's going on, Jimmy?
Am I on?
You are on the air.
Okay. I heard you earlier talking about Randy Weaver and Waco.
Mm-hmm.
I have a DVD that's made by an FBI agent, and he narrates at Waco. And those, I think it was like 33 or 34 kids in a concrete bunker.
Yep.
That threw the tear gas in.
Cyanide.
And then they took them outside and after they were dead, shot them all in the head to make it look like that David Koresh did it.
Yep. Yep, and they were so badly malformed from the cyanide gas. I've seen those images, and it'll make you sick.
Yeah, and one of the shooters, there was his name is Lon Ariucci. He was one of the same guns that shot Randy Weaver's wife and child.
Yeah, while she was holding her child. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
And about 15 years ago, I was taking some CE courses in Dallas. I met the sheriff's brother of that county. He was in my class,
mm-hmm.
and he told me that they could pick up David Koresh anytime they wanted to be going to Walmart every day.
Oh, he had gone shooting with BATF agents like 2 days before. Yeah, they knew him. It's crazy. The whole thing was a setup.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
sad.
Absolutely.
It's sad.
The country's in deep stuff, my friend.
Yes, sir. Absolutely correct.
They're
in a hurry.
I had a list here of some of the crimes of the deep state. Manufactured historic evidence, gun running, drug smuggling, election meddling,
yep.
regime change,
yep.
murder incorporated, weather manipulation,
yep.
mind control, over and covert.
Oh, yeah.
Subversion of music, movies, TV, books, cooking shows, and academia.
Yep.
Presidential assassinations, mass murder, creating, funding, and training, places. Sectarian extremists worldwide, false flags operation, media control, pushing total war. I mean, that the list goes on forever.
It really does. That's exactly right. You know, how dare the CIA jump all over Russia about election meddling, which all they did was have a couple of websites, where you look, the CIA is a duly over, they have overthrown over 68 countries, duly elected governments they have overthrown.
Not only that, in World War II, Winston Churchill, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Joseph Stalin, they conspired and colluded to start World War II.
That wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Oh, they did. I mean, it's been proven time after time.
Yep. I know Churchill was good for 2 quarts of whiskey a day.
Exactly.
That ought to tell you something.
He's guilty of millions of murders and... I think it's Bengali and India.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. You're exactly right, Frank.
I don't know if somebody got to Trump or if he's just feeling them out. I didn't understand what went down.
Yeah.
The Russian thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little worried about it, but, you know, what you gonna do?
Pray to do the best you can.
That's it. That's it, my friend.
All right, Jay, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, Mr. Frank.
Thanks.
I mean, golly, Jim. You know, Jimmy knows who I'm talking about. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
It is Connie. All right, I got you. How you doing?
Oh, man, you always have a good show, but you've outdone yourself tonight.
Thank you.
And I was making so many notes, I don't even know which bunny trail to go down first.
There's a lot of them.
First of all, I want to say, you know, I had said that, that God was going to say enough when he comes, you know, enough.
Yes.
And it's funny that I saw, like, I guess yesterday or today, that an article and a student was asking his teacher, what did Jesus shout when he comes back? And the teacher was like, well, I don't know. Never thought about it. Doesn't say. And the student kept questioning and questioning. And finally, the teacher said, he's going to shout enough. enough wickedness, enough perversion, enough, you know, destruction of the environment, enough of torture, enough of slavery, you know, enough. And, you know, I got to thinking, I thought, man, that's probably right. You know, and people just forget that when he comes back, he's going to be killing people. Everybody's got this, oh, yeah, he is a loving God, but when he comes back, he's going to be straightening things out. He's going to be killing people.
He was a lamb, and he's coming back as a lion.
A lion, absolutely. And he's going to be madder than he was when he turned over those tables in the temple.
Yes, you are correct.
And as far as the zodiac, years ago I read the Gospel in the Stars, and, you know, God named, it says in Isaiah and in Psalms, I don't remember the exact verses, but that he created the stars and he knows them by name. Yep. And I thought, that is awesome.
Yep.
And as far as the gap theory, my way of looking at things is, God was from everlasting to everlasting. And he was here long before he created this world. He's going to be here long after everything changes.
Yep.
And what I think the Bible is, it's giving us this picture of the time, this 6,000, 10,000, however many years, he's giving us a picture. But he gives us little glimpses of the past, little glimpses of the future, but he doesn't go into detail.
Well said.
And let's see, as far as the Koresh, I was going to a Baptist church back in the day when that happened, and we were getting ready to go to church, and I was just crying and screaming, like, oh, God, they're killing these people. I got to church thinking everybody's going to be upset, and you know what they said in their self-righteous ways?
What?
Well, they were a cult. And I was like, so what? Did they deserve to be burned alive? You're talking about women and children and people that had been misled, but do they deserve to be burned alive?
No.
I couldn't believe it. That was really, you know, I didn't even know what to say after that.
I
did see something about the zodiac that I just found, and I haven't had a chance to read it. If it's any good, I'll send it to you.
Please do.
And I have a prayer request.
Okay.
One thing I've been worried about the times we're in is because I have 4 grown daughters, 5 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren.
Wow, you're very blessed.
So, yes, I am. And I'm so concerned for what they're going to have to go through. But I have a daughter and her husband and 2 little girls are going to be moving from Montana to New York. They're going to Colorado Springs the end of this week to visit my daughter that lives there, and then they're going to drive straight to New York. It's upstate New York, not New York City, thank God.
Yeah,
but anyway, for the next 2 weeks, basically, they're going to be traveling, and so just asking for prayers for, you know, my daughter
and mercies
and her family.
Yep, got it.
And so I think I about covered.
You did real good.
I tried to keep it short because I could really just preach a sermon if I had to.
I understand, and you do it very well. Thank you, Ms. Connie.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. See you. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Are you still there? You gave up? I don't blame you. It's a long wait. I wouldn't have waited either. I have no patience. I've always said I'm not a doctor. I don't need patience. That's just kind of how I roll, baby. But am I missing a break here?
Yes,
I am missing a break. Yeah. All right, well, let's take this break. Well, I might as well combine the two. I might as well chat, run my mouth for 2 minutes, and then just combine them together. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours. It's a lot of fun. It's been not as bad a week for me. Last week was just terrible. I'm not going to say it was hell, because hell's a lot worse than we can even imagine. It was bad. Please go and look at the videos I put on my YouTube. I don't know that I've linked them yet, but I put one video out there of all the chemliners. Now, I put one out there of this organism I found in my tub. You need to look at this thing. Postman thinks he knows what it is. It's like a translucent, I'd almost call it an earwig, but it doesn't have the little split tail. It's got a single tapering tail like a worm, and it's moving. It's alive. It's crazy. And I'm going to try to put a whole bunch. I've been working on doing a podcast. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to record it, put it on a YouTube video, and then link it to the Clearing the Air page. So you'll be able to just link, go to YouTube, and listen to me run my mouth. If you're interested in that kind of thing, I just want to let you know that. Postman, thank you for a good show as always.
Okay, good.
Guys, I love each and every one of you. Good Lord willing, we will be back next week. I never know what's going to happen. this Morgellons, which I believe is a bioweapon of some type, I think we all have it in certain ways, some more so than others. I think those with that have a very strong immune system, they're the ones that have the weirder manifestations because our bodies are trying harder to get this stuff out. Like I said, I've been bathing with a fourth cup baking soda, fourth cup of borax, two or three times a day, and that seems to help. I can rub the biofilm off my arms. It's creepy the way it rolls off, but you know, who knows what's going to happen? I don't know. It's all up to God, not me. But we're going to combine the two breaks, so this is going to be it. See ya. Thanks for listening. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God, and that's all caps. So see you guys.
Good night, folks.
Summer heat with Club Pilates. There are two locations in Montgomery, one in the Zelda Play Shopping Center and one on Vaughn Road in East Montgomery. Stop in and take a free and cool 30-minute intro class today. Club Pilates has a variety of signature classes and levels to accommodate all fitness levels and schedules. You'll be moving better, feeling better, and living better in no time. And right now, you can join Club Pilates with no long-term commitment. Visit clubpilates.com to find your closest studio and to take advantage of this limited time offer. That's clubpilates.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
I'm Rick Peters. My wife Jennifer and I have just finished the process of having our kitchen updated by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations.
We love it. The kitchen cabinets look painted perfectly. The custom wine cabinet looks like it's always been there. The soft closed doors and drawers, along with the pullouts for storage, really make me feel like we have an upscale, modern kitchen.
The crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations were dependable, friendly, and professional. They completed the job in 5 days, estimated from the beginning, and went out of their way to make sure they cleaned up behind themselves.
We've been in our house for 11 years. With the kitchen upgraded by Custom Cabinet Renovations, I almost feel like we've gotten a new home. This kitchen is beautiful. It turned out even better than I imagined.
Jennifer.